Technology is an integral part of our business and personal lives, affecting virtually everything we do and experience in some form or fashion.
Information security.
As CPAs, it's never been more important to be ahead of the technology curve.
Privacy management.
That's why the AICPA established the Top Technology Initiatives list, highlighting emerging technologies that'll contribute to the accounting profession.
Assurance and compliance. Mobile and remote computing.
In this episode, David Cieslak, CPA, CITP, GSEC, discusses the value of the AICPA Top Technology Initiatives Program and presents the story behind the voting process.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Dave Cieslak. I am one of the co-chairs for the 2009 AICPA Top Technology Initiatives Project. And welcome to today's podcast. I wanted to go ahead and share with you today really just kind of an introduction to this year's Top Technology Initiatives list in the podcast that will follow. This year, we, as in years past, framed various technologies in the form of initiatives. And initiatives really are not just a single technology or the latest and greatest whiz-bang item that we're about to see at the Consumer Electronics Show or at the corner computer store, but instead really trying to package some of these technologies in ways that really leverage the benefits of these technologies for our member organizations. And so as you look at the list and look at the items on the list, really think of that as a maybe a starting point or jumping off point where we're able to actually take these ideas, take these initiatives, and really translate those into value for our organization. So as we step through these, again, what you'll find is that there's not really any one technology represented. Instead, it's a nice combination of technologies that are brought together in a way that really help leverage those technologies and create value for within our own organization. This year's list is a list of 10 different initiatives, as I already shared. And this year's list was different in this, specifically in terms of the voting audience. Who voted for this year's list, and how did the items make it onto the top 10 list? In years past, we've oftentimes asked very technically oriented individuals and organizations to participate in the voting process. But this year, in addition to asking AICPA members who are technology oriented, we actually opened it up to the entire AICPA membership. So all CPAs that are members of the AICPA were invited to vote on this year's list. And so really, we feel that this year's list, more than any other year, is as representative of really the members and what their priorities are, what's going to be important to them in the next 12 to 18 months. And that's another important thing to understand about these initiatives, is these really are technologies and really issues that are going to be impactful for financial professionals in the next 12 to 18 month time horizon. As you look at this year's list and as you listen to the podcast that follow, what you're going to find is that there's certain themes that definitely play out within the various items on the list. And the themes specifically are kind of around two main topics or two core ideas. And one of them is security, specifically better safeguarding confidential information. I don't think it's a surprise to anyone as we think about the computers that we work with day in and day out and understanding and appreciating the sensitivity of the information that we touch, that we want to make sure that we're doing everything that we can and being responsible in all the ways that we can to protect the information that we come across, that we're not only protecting it, we're not retaining it longer than we need to, that we're storing it in safe places, that we're transmitting it, sharing it, interacting with it in ways that just protect and safeguard that information. So that's one of the core themes that you're going to see play out in a number of the initiatives in this year's list. And really the other core theme, and this won't be a surprise either, is really working smarter. And so I know that we're all, acutely concerned about the economy, how to, what the impact is going to be for, our own organizations, for the clients and the members that we serve, just the constituency that we serve. So again, it's no surprise that working smarter is absolutely one of the core ideas as well. How can we do more with what we have? How can we better leverage some of maybe the technology investment that we've already made, and whether that's in training or in, better utilization, better understanding, better implementation, better deployment of what it is that we already own. So those two core ideas you will see playing out throughout all the different technology initiatives that are in the list. So I guess with that, I should at least share what are the top technology initiatives that made this year's list. And so I'm just going to read these down. And again, the podcasts that follow will go ahead and kind of open these up, break these open, and really dig into them in more detail. But I at least wanted to give you as a starting point, what is the 2009 top technology list? Number one, information security management. And yes, that's been number one for 7 years running now, and sure enough, pulled in at first place again by a very clear margin. But again, very, very consistent with one of those core themes I just shared. Number two, privacy management. Number three, secure data file storage, transmission, and exchange. Number four, business process improvement, workflow and process exception alert. Five, mobile and remote computing. Six, training and competency. Seven, identity and access management. Eight, improved application and data integration. Nine, document forms, content, and knowledge management. And 10, electronic data retention strategy. So as you can see, those themes, sure enough, seem to weave throughout the various 10 items as I've just shared them. So again, the podcast that will follow, we'll dig down into these in more detail, but I appreciate the time that you've taken to join me today in listening to this introductory podcast as we get started to share with you in more detail the 2009 AICPA Top Technology Initiatives.
Thanks for listening to the Top Technology Initiatives podcast. If you're looking for more information on the top technology initiatives, go to www.aicpa.org/top-tech. That's aicpa.org/TOPTECH. This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA makes no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assumes no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and expressly disclaims all liability for such damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.